Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Marshall Tucker Band bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's some of the original Southern Boogie right there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Leslie Grosser is our guest, our good friend, 13-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Link Out, How to Turn Your Network into a Chain of Lasting Connections. And boy, howdy, does she know how to do that, folks. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today, isn't it, Leslie?
It sure is.
Communicating in a digital age. It's different, isn't it?
It's very different. And there's a lot of landmines around if you don't watch out. You have to be very careful.
Right.
And you have to know when digital is appropriate and when you need to get on the phone. So it's a lot of confusion. It helps us. Being able to text and email helps in a lot of ways, but we have to be careful that it doesn't hurt us. And there are some tips and insights that it's really important that people be aware of.
Well, I think about this all the time when I talk to people I've never met before that I want to connect with. When I think about customers who I'm, you know, I think about where are they right now? Are they more likely to benefit from an email, or are they more likely to benefit from a text? In other words, are they in a place where an email would be better for them to pick up later? Are they in a place where a text is easier for them to pick up and it won't interrupt a meeting or something? I try to think about that. And so having all these different sources and resources of communication is very handy. But as you said, sometimes I'm pretty good with my thumbs on the cell phone, mm-hmm. Texting on the phone. But after a while, I get tired. I just want to pick up the phone and talk to them.
Right. That's right. And it's not only that, but it's like anytime there's a little question when it could – something could be misunderstood, that's when it's time for a phone call. So, you know, it happens all the time. I've heard people say to me, oh, they sent me this, texted me this, I'm so upset. And then because people mistake what is the tone. You cannot communicate tone mm-hmm. in an email
right.
or a text.
So I'm very much likely to text you, Leslie, and say, hey, have you got time for a 3-minute phone call?
Right. That's the way to do it, Jim. That is actually the way to do it. When there's something more that needs to be said. I mean, first of all, text is for short messages. It really is. And like you said, you know, you want to, it's like, oh, I'm going to be late for the meeting or this thing or that thing or what, you know, but it can't be long. And even email today, one of the things that people used to write long emails. And what we've learned is that if you write, especially because people are reading their emails on their phone, right? Their phone, which is really their mini computer. It's not even a phone anymore because we're not talking on it as much as we're digital communication. So it's like if you write a long email, probably the person's only going to see the first couple of lines because that's all that shows up on their phone, and they may not scroll down. So you have to consider all those things.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to consider. How do you decide? How do you decide, Jim, how you're going to communicate?
Well, it's I think about what they're doing, where they are. Are they on a plane? Are they in their office? And it depends on what I'm trying to accomplish. If it's something that needs to be memorialized, then I email it because I want it to be part of the record. If I confirm that I'm going to do something, if I'm asking them for something specific, I never text that ever. No serious business information is included in the text. It's always in an email because we can hang on to that. That's somewhere on a server somewhere. It's easier. I mean, I've got emails back that I've got for years. I mean, who knows when you're going to have to use it in a court of law or something. I only use text. Typically, a text is a real short confirmation or notice or to set up something else. Hey, John, look for an email from me to have more about that thing we talked about today. And then I might not even do that if it's going to be an email, but I admit, you know, I'm a baby boomer, so I'm not the kids live on text, but I do think that younger people need to spend more time emailing and also on the phone.
Right, right. And the other thing is that when do you use your phone or look at your phone? This is, you know, meetings. Your phone is with you all the time.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but I have had, and this was an experience not with a young millennial. It was with someone that was really much older and should have known better, having a business lunch. And this person actually answered the telephone.
Oh, I hate that.
And started to talk.
I can't stand that.
And
right at the table.
That's
awful.
Right at the table.
That's awful.
Right. And then, but even not as bad as that, is that idea of always looking and checking your phone while you're in a meeting.
That's right.
With someone. Because nothing communicates worse.
Dismissal.
That you're not interested. That's
exactly
important.
Right. Folks, it's not okay to take a call. And you can say, you can look at it and say, excuse me, folks, this is my child's church school or something. Everybody gets that. But then get up and leave the table. Don't do it at the table. A quick break. Right back with Leslie Grossman. We're going to talk some more about this after the break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.